The Democratic Party of Wisconsin held a phone conference, calling out Wisconsin's Republican congressman for refusing to work with President Obama and end the sequestration. Executive Director Maggie Brickerman listed off a number of effects the sequestration could have on Wisconsinites, like funding cuts for UW research and furloughs on military bases.
And it's important to remember that this will have a ripple effect on local communities, because there will be thousands of people with less money to spend on a fish fry on Friday night at the local restaurant or at a small business this weekend.
In an emailed response, a Republican Party of Wisconsin spokesman wasted no time blaming the White House and Senate Democrats for refusing to work with Republicans. He says the failure resulted in more tax increases on the middle class and business owners. Marquette University political science associate professor John McAdams says the only way to end all of this is for Democrats and Republicans to come together and create what many call the grand bargain. That includes closing tax loopholes and reforming entitlements.
Will that happen? It could. I don't want to be too optimistic, because I think American politics disappoints the optimist with great regularity.
But McAdams says there is one sign of hope for compromise. He says President Obama's recent meetings and dinner dates with Republicans does show that he may be putting politics aside and thinking about what's best for the country as well as his own legacy. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.